This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Listen, guys, it is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, my Lord, guys, the humility of that man, guys, the humility of this man. You know, I love this translation. I don't even know what it is, but it says that he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. I love that translation. He didn't, you know, guys, a child of a president will come to us and expect us to bow before him or her. But this one, you see, guys, comparing daddy or comparing Jesus with a president, that is an insult to Jesus, because a president is spiritually dead, is of the world, is a child of Satan, you understand, a rebel, you understand. But I'm just trying to make you understand that Jesus is God, a child of God, but is God nevertheless, you understand. And he doesn't consider that, he doesn't use that to his own advantage. You know, he didn't go to Israel and ask them to treat him in a certain way, as in like, you know, I'm going to be your boss, you know, because God is my father. And no. Instead, the guy allows himself to be hung on a tree. Do you know that being hung on a tree in Israel, it meant that you were considered a curse? And Jesus allowed that. But before we even get to that, I love what Paul is saying here. He's saying that by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, guys, we died spiritually in Adam. In other words, Jesus allowed himself to look like us in front of Satan. Imagine that. Guys, you know, when I think about that guy's humility, that guy, guys, is going to kill me softly. In fact, he's killing me softly. I'm telling you, Jesus, guys, he's killing me softly. You know, that guy who is something, yet behaves like a total nobody, like an absolute nobody. We here, guys, on earth, you know, when we hold these prestigious positions, you know, with directors of companies and CEOs of companies, with lawyers, with doctors, with teachers, with police, you know, we want people to, you know, to fear us, you know, we want people to, you know, to treat us with respect. Imagine, guys, the nobodies wanting to be treated as somebody, yet a somebody, is okay with being hung on a tree. Guys, you think about that. Guys, you think about it. You see, guys, I always speak a lot about our flesh and how bad it is and everything. And I look at our flesh, guys, it's dead. It took after the nature of Satan, after Adam did that deed, you understand? And you know, it loves money, it loves the things of the world. In fact, our flesh hates Jesus, our flesh hates daddy. I just want us to look at that, because our flesh, guys, will never conform to his laws. Our flesh hates his laws. Even Paul says that, I think it's Galatians chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken, me and my dementia, you know. So he says that our flesh will never, you know, obey his laws. Why? Because our flesh hates his laws. Our flesh hates daddy. Our flesh hates Jesus. So I understand. But Jesus, guys, is allowing himself to enter this flesh that hates daddy. In other words, he loves himself. But the flesh that he is in hates himself. Not only that, he loves daddy. But the flesh that he's put in hates daddy. Because see, guys, Mary was spiritually dead because she also came from Adam. You understand? So she also had the flesh that is like mine. Wrong flesh. Evil flesh. You understand? And Jesus is allowing himself to enter in that. Guys, if you can't see humility in that, then there's something wrong with you. You need to be checked thoroughly. Believe me when I tell you. Guys, the humility of that man. The humility of that man. And I look at him, you know, his walk, you know, in Israel. Guys, he's like a total nobody. Guys, he's like a total nobody. First of all, you know, he actually had this group of 12. And he knows that one of them is actually stealing from them. Like Judas, but he doesn't say anything. He keeps quiet as if he doesn't know. Guys, he's not going to Judas and say, Judas, remember, I am God. No, he leaves Judas like that. Guys, you look at that because he didn't want them to look at him in a particular way. And then, guys, not only that, you know, I always speak about that thing, you know, he did when, you know, he was about to say goodbye to them, you know, on that day, you know, the Last Supper. He stands up and he takes a bucket and fills it with water. And he goes to the disciples and he washes their feet, you understand? And he gets to Peter. And Peter is like, wait a minute. Oh, what are you doing with my feet, you know? And Jesus is washing his feet. And Peter says, that will never happen. You know why, guys? Because Peter guys knew who Jesus was. You understand? He is the guy who said, you are the Son of God. You understand? He is the guy who said, the words of life are found in you. And then the next minute, this guy is washing your feet. And Peter is like, that ain't happening. And guys, if I was Peter, I would have done the same thing. Guys, I would have said the same thing, you know? And he says, no, you are not doing that to me. That will never happen. You know? And Jesus says, if you don't allow me to do that, you are no longer one of my own. In other words, guys, Jesus had to threaten Peter in order for him to wash his feet. You know, Peter did not realize that Jesus was teaching them that even though I'm a God, I'm here to teach you. You need to learn that a leader is someone who serves, not someone who is served. But it's someone who serves. You understand? It's just a pity that nowadays we're seeing this nonsense. But Jesus actually taught us. We might not learn from him, but he taught us. You understand? So, guys, the humility of the dude. You know, because you might think that he didn't know who he was. Oh, believe me, that guy knew who he was. I remember he was walking with his disciples and he saw a well and he sat down there and he let them go to the shop to buy, you know, food to eat. And a lady came, you know, and Jesus turns and look at the lady and is asking for the water. Lady, can you give me some water? And the lady says, you are a Jew now. How can you ask me for water? Jews and Samaritans, they don't mix. What are you talking about, you know? And Jesus says, if you knew who's asking you. You understand, guys? This is a guy who knew who he was. He knew who he was. Guys, I want you to get that he's so humbled, yet he knows who he is. Guys, it's ironic. And, you know, I look at that, and even if I go back to the example I used before, because, you know, after he washed the disciples' feet, you know, he stands up and he says to them, you know, you call me Lord and teacher, and you're right by doing so, because that is what I am. As a Lord and teacher, you know, you need to learn from me, you know. So Jesus, guys, knew who he was. He knew. I want you to get that. He understood who he is. Guys, this is a guy who wears a crown that no one can afford here on earth. All rich men put together cannot afford Jesus' crown. Guys, all of us put together here, and me putting my cent, we can't afford his crown. The robe he wears, the sandals he wears, guys, the scepter he carries, That throne he sits on, no one can afford that. Angels worship the ground he walks on. Ah, guys. And then he comes here. Guys, you think about that. The Creator, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. Guys, Paul says that everything that has been created by him. You understand? In him we live and move and have our being. Guys, I'm trying to explain to you who this guy is. Yet, this is a guy who allows himself to come and be put in the flesh of a dead person. Guys, he allows himself to be put in a flesh like mine. Ah, guys, the humility of Jesus. And guys, you know, because of his humility, sometimes I think, I don't know whether people were mistaken or they took advantage of that or they did not understand his humility, because you find people treat Jesus anyhow, as if like, he's going to forgive me. Don't worry about that. Guys, this is not a guy. Guys, this is not a guy. Guys, I always say this. This is not a guy you should mess with. This is a guy who created the heavens. At the same time, created hell. You understand? You know, guys, Jesus got this balanced behavior, balanced character that I just cannot pin, you know, it to someone. He's just strange, you know, but a good strange, a good weird. He's weird, but a good weird, you know. So here, guys, I just wanted you to get his humility, that he knew who he is. Guys, he knew who he was. You know, guys, this is a guy who knew that Judas would take his band of troops and gangsters and capture him, you know, like a thief, you know, to the slaughter, you know, and be hung on a tree. He could have, guys, he could have ran to Samaria. He could have ran to Ethiopia. But he went exactly to that place. Exactly, guys, that guy had the powers to fly. Guys, I want you to get that. That guy had the powers to fly. You know, when he was on the cross and the hypocrites of his time, they were like, look at him. He said that he's a child of God. And right now, he's there, you know, in the cross. If he is a child of God, let God rescue him. Ah, guys, they did not know. They did not understand that that guy could free himself from that cross. That guy, guys, could fly. Ah, guys, the humility of Jesus. Because you see, guys, Paul is actually asking us to become like this. He says that in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. You know, guys, we become educated. You know, we have these positions, and we expect people to bow before us. Yet, this is a guy who is greater than anything you've ever seen. And he is the guy who behaves like a nobody. Yet we want to be treated like somebody's. Ah, guys, what a great irony. You know, and verse 9 says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Ah, guys, you know, before Jesus came down here, we didn't pray in his name. Now we pray in his name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. See, guys, you might not acknowledge who he is right now. Believe me, a day will come where you will acknowledge, and that day is coming where you will acknowledge that he is the Son of God. Ah, guys, we are supposed to have this kind of mentality, this kind of mindset, especially we who claim to be Christians. You understand? Instead of trying to be treated like kings, you know, guys, you go and, you know, especially I remember when I was in church, you know, sometimes pastors will say that we've got guests and we should actually book them in high hotels and everything because they are children of God. And I sit and I'm like, these people never read the word. If you're a child of God, you should actually pick the lowest. Why? Because you are here to show us humility. Ah, guys. Ah, guys. You know what? Let me stop here. If I continue speaking about this guy's humility, guys, I will never end.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.